And PUBG is bringing back its OG map, Erangel. This will be going down for a limited time starting May 14th through the 28th on PC and May 23rd through June 6th on console. This is just a throwback to the original mechanics, the original map that they started with. So if you're a PUBG player, you can look forward to that. Some huge news on Valve's refund policy. Typically, you've got 14 days or up to 2 hours of playtime that you can refund a game. After that time, you're no longer able to. However, if it's an early access, that will not take effect until the game has officially released. So you could play as much as you want, but once it hits that official release, that's where their refund policy kicks in. So say something didn't come out that you thought was going to come out the way that you wanted it to, you would be able to go in and refund it. So that's pretty huge news for gamers, especially those that tend to get games in early access and then they end up not delivering. A bit of political news, the $95 billion relief aid package that was just passed also included that TikTok ban. So ByteDance is on the clock. They have 9 months to divest from their Chinese counterparts. I don't know how this is going to play out. This seems weird, even though it is a Chinese-owned company. It just seems weird to be able to essentially kill a social media platform based off of its parent company. We'll see how this battle goes, though. I highly doubt that this is going to be the end of it, so we're going to keep our eye on it. And that'll do it for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And of course, you can subscribe over on YouTube as well. Or you can follow me on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing evening. We'll see you tomorrow.